以下是 His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 的讲课，内容《薄伽梵歌原意》第二章《世界十九及二十》，时间1973年8月25日，地点英国伦敦。
He who thinks that the living entity is the slayer, or that he is slain, does not understand. One who is in knowledge knows that the self slays not, nor is slain.
如果一个人认为生物体是杀人者或是被杀者，他便是不明白真相。一个出于自视中的人知道自我不会杀也不会被杀。
For the soul there is never birth nor death, nor having once been does he ever cease to be. He is unborn, eternal, ever existing, undying, and primable. He is not slain when the body is slain.
灵魂无生无死，既然存在便永不会终止。它是无声的、永恒的、永存的、不死的、原初的。身体被杀时，它不会被杀。
In different ways, Krishna is trying to convince us how the soul is immortal.
以不同的方式 ，Krishna 在试图使我们信服，灵魂是不死的。
Different ways.
以不同的方式。
Jainam, jainam vetti hansaram. When there is fight, so if one is killed, so Krishna says that if one thinks that this man has killed this man,So, or this man can kill this man. This kind of knowledge is not perfect.
Krishna 说，如果一个人想这个人杀死了那个人，或者这个人能够杀死那个人，这种知识都是不完美的。
Nobody kills nobody.
没有人杀死另外一个人。
Then the butchers, they may say that, then why you do complain that you are killing?
那么那些屠夫们也许会说，你们为什么要抱怨说我们杀生呢？
The killing, the body. But you cannot kill when there is injunction, thou shall not kill.That means you cannot kill the body without sanction.
他们是在杀这个身体，但是既然有训示，你不应杀，那么你也不能杀这个身体。这意味着不经批准，你连这个身体也不能杀。
You cannot kill.
你不能杀。
Although the soul is not killed, the body is killed. Still, you cannot kill the body.Without.
虽然灵魂没不会被杀，被杀的是身体，但是不经批准，你身体也不能杀。
That is sinful.
那是罪恶的。
For example, that a man is living in some apartment.
打个比方，一个人住在某个房间里。
So somehow or other, you drive him away from that.Illegally, you drive him away.
如果你非法的以这种或那种方式把他从里面驱逐出去。
So the man will go out and will take shelter somewhere.
这个人会出去，会脱皮于另外一个地方。
That's a fact.
这是事实。
But because you have driven him away from his bona fide position, you are killed.
但是因为你把他从他真正的位置里赶走了，你是个罪犯。
You cannot say, although I have driven away, he will get some place.
你不能说，虽然我把他赶走了，他会有别的地方的。
No, that's all right. But you have no power to drive him away.
那是对的，但是你没有权利把他赶走。
He was in his legal position to live in that apartment, and because you have forcibly driven him away, you are killed. You should be punished.
他是在他法定的位置住在那个房间里，因为你用武力把他赶走了，你便是罪犯，应该受到惩罚。
So this argument, the butchers or the animal killers or any kind of killers, they cannot put argument that here Bhagavad Gita says that soul is never killed. Rahanati hanramani sarire, even after destroying the body. So, why you are complaining that you are killing?
所以那些屠夫们或者杀害动物的人，或者任何其他一种杀人的人，他们提出的这种论据，既然薄伽梵歌说灵魂永远不会被杀，即便是在身体毁灭之后，那你们为什么还要抱怨说我们杀生呢？这种论点是不成立的。
So this is the argument that you cannot.Even kill the body, that is not allowed. That is simple.
理由是这样，你不能杀，即便是这个身体，那是不允许的，那是罪恶的。
Ubhutona vijanita nayam hanti nahannate. So nobody kills anybody, neither anybody is killed by others.This is one.
没有人杀死别人，也没有人被别人杀死，这是一方面。
Again, in a different way, Krishna says, Najar, the living entity never takes birth.
以另外一种方式 ，Krishna 又说到 ，Najayate, 生物体永远不会出生。
Birth is of the body, or the death is of the body.
出生是身体的出生，死亡也是身体的死亡。
Living entity, the spiritual spark, then that being Krishna's part and parcel, is as Krishna does not take birth, does not die.Ajubi sannit abhyatma you'll find in the fourth chapter.
生物体灵性的火花作为 Krishna 的所属部分，既然 Krishna 是不会出生不会死亡的， Ajubi sannit abhyatma， 这是第四章中的一个世界。
Ajubi Krishna is Aja.
Ajubi Krishna 是 Aja.
Aja means who never takes birth.
Aja 是一个永远不出生的人。
Similarly, we being part and parcel of Krishna, we also never take birth.
同样的，我们作为 Krishna 的所属部分，我们也永远不会出生。
The birth and death is of this body, and you are so absorbed in the bodily concept of life.That when there is birth or death of the body, we feel the pains and pleasures.
出生和死亡是身体的，而我们是这么沉浸于躯体化的生命概念之中。当有出生和死亡，这个身体的出生和死亡时，我们感到痛苦和快乐。
There is no pleasure, of course. Birth and death, it is very painful.
当然没有快乐。出生和死亡是非常痛苦的。
Because that is already explained, the consciousness of the soul is spread all over the body. Therefore, the pains and pleasures felt on account of the body.
这已经解释过了。灵魂的知觉遍布全身，因此便相应的根据这个身体感觉到痛苦和快乐。
So Krishna has already advised that such kind of pains and pleasure, matras parsas konteya, touching the skin only, one should not be very much bothered.
Krishna 已经建议过了，这种痛苦和快乐，只是接触皮肤而已，一个人不应该很受打扰。
In this way, if we think about our position, self-realization, how we are different from the body, actually this is meditation.
以这种方式，如果我们思考我们的地位、自我觉悟，我们和身体是如何的不同，事实上这是冥想。
If we think very seriously about ourselves and about the body, that is self-realization.
如果我们非常严肃地思考我们自己、我们的身体，那便是自我觉悟。
Self-realization means I am not this body, I am aham brahmasmi, I am spirit soul. That is self-realization.
自我觉悟意思是我不是这个身体 Aham Brahmasmi 我是灵魂，这是自我觉悟。
Sunajayate namriyateva kadachit kadachit means any time past, present and future kadachit
意思是在任何时间过去、现在和未来。
In the past it is already explained.In the past we existed, maybe in a different body.
在过去已经解释过了，在过去我们存在，也许是在不同的身体。
At present we are existing, and in the future also we shall exist, continue to exist, maybe in a different body.
在现在我们存在，在未来我们也会存在，继续存在，也许是在不同的身体。
Maybe not actually. Tathādehāntaraṁ prāt. Because after giving up this body, we have to accept another body.
并不是也许，而是事实上是这样。因为在放弃了这个身体之后，我们必须接受另一个身体。
So this is going on.
就这么进行下去。
And ignorance without knowledge of self,We are being kept in ignorance.
我们一直处于愚昧之中，没有关于自我的知识。
The so-called educational system all over the world, there is no such education.
全世界的所谓的教育系统并没有这种教育。
They are kept in darkness and ignorance, and still so much money is being spent.Especially in the Western countries.
他们一直处于黑暗和愚昧之中，但是仍旧投入了大量的资金，特别是在西方国家。
They have got money, big, big high schools, but what is the production?
他们有钱，有很大很大的中学，但是产品是什么呢？
All fools and rascals, that's all.
都只不过是傻瓜和流氓罢了。
Because they do not know, they have no idea what is self.
因为他们都不知道，一点也不知道什么是自我。
And without this knowledge, knowledge means self-realization. That I am not this body, I am spirit soul. That is knowledge.
知识指的是自我觉悟，即我不是这个身体，我是灵魂，那才是知识。
Knowledge, how to eat, how to sleep, how to defend, how to enjoy sex life, and volumes of books on this subject matter. These are not knowledge. They are known even by the cats and dogs.
而关于如何去吃、如何去睡、如何去防卫、如何去享受性生活等等的知识，为此有成堆成堆的书都写了出来。这些并不是知识。即便是猫狗都知道这些。
The cats and dogs never read Freud's philosophy, but they know how to enjoy sex life.
猫啊狗啊，他们并不读弗洛里德的哲学，但是他们知道如何去享受性生活。
So this dog philosophy will not help you. That I have got this body and have to enjoy the bodily sex life.
因此这种狗的哲学帮不了你，即我已经得到这身体，如何去享受身体的性生活呢？
This is dog philosophy.
这是狗的哲学。
The dog knows all these things.
狗知道所有这些东西。
Your philosophy should be how to refrain from sex life.
你的哲学应该是如何去节制性生活。
That is knowledge.
那才是知识。
Tapo divya, tapasya, this human life is meant for tapasya, to refrain from sense gratification.
人类生命是为了 tapasya, 节制感官享受。
That is knowledge.
那才是知识。
Not that how to enjoy sex life or sense gratification.
并不是如何去享受性生活和感官享乐。
This is known to cats and dogs.Without any education, without any philosophy.
那些东西，猫啊狗没有经过任何教育，没有任何哲学，也都知道。
The philosophy, pravittireshang bhutana, nirvittesu mahaphalo.
我们的哲学是 pravittireshang bhutana, nirvittesu mahaphalo.
Pravitti, every living entity has got this pravitti means,propensity.
Pravritti, 每一个生物体都有这种 pravritti, 意思是倾向。
What is that? Sense enjoyment.
那是什么呢？感官享受。
Loki babayami samaddu siva nityastu jantu. Jantu means the being.
Jantu 意思是生物体。
Nitya, always, he has got the propensity.
Nitya, 意思是总是，他总是有这种倾向。
Babaya, amisha maddhasi, ba. Babaya, babaya means sex life.
Babaya, 意思是性生活。
And amisha means meat eating.
Amisha, 意思是肉食。
Babaya, amisha, maddhasi, ba, and intoxicant.
Madhaseva 意思是饮酒中毒。
These are natural instincts of all living, even amongst the ants. These propensities are there.
这些是所有生物体的自然的本性，即便是蚂蚁也有这些倾向。
Those who have studied, the ants are very much fond of being intoxicated.
你会发现。蚂蚁是非常喜欢饮酒。
Therefore, they find out sweet sugar.
因此，他们到处寻找甜食糖。
Sweet is intoxicant.
甜食也是麻醉品。
Perhaps you know all.
也许你们都知道。
The liquor is made from sugar.
酒精是用糖制造的。
Sugar is fermented.With acid, sulfuric acid, and then it is distilled. That is liquor.
糖发酵之后含有硫酸，然后蒸馏就成了酒精。
Therefore, too much sweet eating is prohibited.
因此，吃过多的甜食是禁止的。
So, loki babaya amisa maddha seva.This is propensity. Material life means every living entity has got these propensities.
这是倾向，物质生命意味着每个生物体都有这些倾向。
But they have to be restricted. Pravitti resam bhutana.
但是他们必须应该受到限制。
That is natural instinct. But if you can stop them, that is your excellence.
这些都是自然的天性，但是如果你能够制止它们，那便是你的优越之处了。
That is called tapasya.
这会称为 tapasya.
Tapasya means I have got naturally some propensity, but that is not good.
他不是意思是我自然的有某种倾向，但那并不是好的。
Not good in this sense. If we continue that propensity, then we have to accept this material body.
不好的意思是，如果我们继续这种倾向，我们必定得接受物质的身体。
This is the law of nature.
这是自然的法律。
There is a verse, Paramatya, what is called, now I'm forgetting that.
有一个世界我记不太清了。
That everyone is mad after sense gratification.
每一个人都是疯狂的追求感官享受。
Rasadu, Rasadu manne, jatva atmayam, asannapi asataya, deha. So now we continue this propensity of sense and enjoyment. You will have to accept body.
只要我们继续这种感官享受的倾向，便注定要接受躯体。
That is birth and death.
那便是生和死。
So long. Therefore, the process should be how to make zero all these propensities.
只要我们还有这种倾向，便会是这样。因此，过程是应该如何消灭这些倾向。
That is perfect.
那才是完美。
Not to enhance it.
而不是去增加它。
Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. Yad indriya pritaye aprinoti. Nunam, alas, indeed.
Nunam, 意思是啊，真的。
Pramatta, these mad men.
Pramatta, 意思是这些疯子。
They are mad, those who are after these propensities. Bhavaya amisa madhya seva. Sex, intoxication, and meat eating. They are all mad men.
他们是疯的，那些追求这些倾向，性、吸毒、肉食，他们是疯子。
Pramatta.Nunam pramatta purute vikarma. Vikarma means activities which are prohibited.
Vikarma 意思是被禁止的活动。
You see, for these three things, amisa madhya seva, for sex life, for meat eating, for drinking, people are working.
我们看到人们在为这三样东西而工作，即性生活、肉食和饮酒。
Not only working, dishonestly working.
不仅仅是工作，而且是不诚实的工作。
How to get money? How to get the black market, white market, this, that? Only for these three things. Amisa madhya seva. Therefore, nunang pramatta kurute vikarma.Jadindriya pritaye aprinoti. This is the instruction of Rishabhdev to his sons.
如何去赚钱，如何去赚钱，什么黑市、白市，这个那个，都只是为了这三样东西：肉食、吸毒、性生活。因此 ，Rishabhdev 训斥他的儿子们说 ：“Nunam pramata kruti vikarma yadindriya pritaye aprinoti.”
My dear sons, don't be misled. These rascal fools, they have become mad after this thing, meat eating and intoxication and sex life.
我亲爱的儿子们，不要受误导。这些傻瓜流氓们，他们在疯狂地追求这些东西，肉食、吸毒和性生活。
那啥都完了。It is not good at all.
Nasadmanya, 这些根本就不好。
Prasadam, I don't allow, I don't say it is very good, it is not at all good.
Prasadam 呢，我不允许这些，我并没有说它是非常好的，事实上它们是非常不好的。
Why it is not good? We are enjoying life.
为什么不好呢？我们是在享受生活。
Yes, you are enjoying now, but jato atmanaya asannapi asato deho. So long you will continue in these things, you will have to accept body, and when you accept body, there must be birth, there must be death, there must be disease, and there must be, what is called old age.
是的，你现在是在享受，但是只要你继续这些东西，你便注定要接受身体，而如果你接受身体，便必定会有出生，必定会有死亡，必定会有疾病，必定会有老年。
You will suffer.
你会受苦。
You will suffer. But your actual position is na jayate.
你会受苦，但是你的真正的地位是na jayate。
You do not take birth, but you have conditioned yourself to take birth.
你并不出生，但是你条件限制了你自己去接受出生。
Actually, your position is no birth, eternal life, as Krishna is eternal. Similarly, every one of us, we are eternal, because you are part and parcel of Krishna.
事实上，你的地位是没有出生，永恒的生命。因为 Krishna 是永恒的，同样，我们每个人都是永恒的，因为我们是 Krishna 的所属部分。
The same quality.
同样的质。
As Krishna is Satchit Ananda Vigraha, he is form, transcendental form, eternal form, full of knowledge, full of bliss. Similarly, we are also, although particle, the same quality.
正如 Krishna 是 Satchidananda Vigraha， 他有形体，超然的形体，永恒的形体，充满自是，充满极乐。同样的，我们也有同样的智，虽然我们都只是粒子罢了。
That would be said Najaya.
因此，这里说到 Najayate。
This problem, these rascal civilizations, they cannot understand.
这个混蛋的文明中的人，他们不知道这一问题。
That I am eternal, I am put into this condition of birth and death.
我是永恒的，我是被置于这种出生和死亡的条件之中。
No rascal understands.
现在没有人理解。
So-called philosophers, scientists, all of them are for rascals, fools.
所谓的哲学家、科学家，所有的人都不知道，因此他们都只是流氓、傻瓜。
Reject them immediately.
要拒绝他们，立刻拒绝他们。
They are working hard. They say, "Nunam pramattak kuruti vikarma." Just like madman works. What is the value of madman's work? It is busy whole day and night. I am very busy. Now, what you are, sir? You are a madman. Your brain is cracked, crazy. So what is the value of your work?
他们努力的工作就像一个疯子的工作，疯子的工作什么价值呢？他整天整夜非常非常的忙，但是他是个疯子，疯子的大脑是疯狂的，工作有什么价值呢？
This is going on. So Krishna consciousness, you just imagine how important movement it is.
因此你可以想象一下 Krishna 知觉这个运动有多么重要。
It is the best welfare activities for the human society.
这是对人类社会的最好的福利活动。
They are all fools and rascals, and they have no knowledge, ignorant of their constitutional position, and they are unnecessarily working hard day and night.
他们是傻瓜、流氓、没有知识，不知道他们的原本地位，毫无必要的、非常努力的日夜工作。
Therefore, they have been said Murha.
In此他们被称为 Murha.
Murha means ass.
Murha 意思是驴子。
The ass works day and night for the washer man, for little grass.
驴子日夜为洗衣工工作，只是为了一点青草。
The grass is available everywhere, but he thinks that if I do not work for the washer man very hard, I will not get this grass. This is called ass.
青草到处都有，但是他以为如果我不拼命地为这个洗衣工工作，我便得不到青草，这便被称为是驴子。
Therefore, when one becomes intelligent after cultivating knowledge, one becomes intelligent by and by.
因此，如果一个人通过培养知识变得智慧，他可以逐渐的越来越具有智慧。
First of all, brahmachari.
首先当 brahmachari.
Then, if one cannot remain a brahmachari, all right, take a wife, grihastha.
然后如果一个人不能够保持是 brahmachari, 好吧，接受一个妻子，成为 grihastha.
Then give up, vanaprastha, then take sannyas.
然后放弃他，成为 vanaprastha, 然后接受 sannyas.
This is process.
这便是过程。
Then the Murha, they will work day and night for sense gratification. Therefore, at a certain period of life, that stupidity should be given up and taken sannyas.
那些 Murha, 他们日夜的为感官享受而工作，因此到了生命的一个某个时期，这种愚蠢应该被放弃，应该接受 sannyas。
No, please.
一切都结束了。
That is all.
那才是三样子。
Now this portion of life should be completely for Krishna service.
现在生命中的这一部分应该彻底的用于 Krishna 的服务。
That is real sannyas.
那是真正的三样子。
Anasita karma phalam karjam karma karupi. It is my duty to serve Krishna. I am eternal servant of Krishna.Karjam, must I do? Must I serve Krishna?
服务 Krishna 是我的义务，我是 Krishna 的永恒的仆人。Karjam 意思是我必须做这，我必须服务 Krishna。
That is my position.
那是我的地位。
That is sannyas.
这才是 sannyas.
Anasita karma phalam karjam karma kurti. The karma is.They are expecting some good result for sense gratification.
那些 karmi, 他们想期望着为感官享受得到一些好的结果。
That is karmi.
那是 karmi.
And sannyasi means they are also working very hard, but not for sense gratification.
但是 sannyasi, 他们也是努力工作，但并不是为了感官享受。
For the satisfaction of Krishna.
而是为了 Krishna 的满足。
That is sannyas. This is sannyas and karmi.
这边是 sannyas 和 karmi 的区别。
Karmi also works very hard, harder and harder, but all for that. Amisa mandasiva. Amisa mandasiva. Babaya only for sex life, eating meat and intoxication.
Karmi 们努力的工作。非常非常努力，但只是为了性生活、肉食、饮酒。
And a devotee works in the same way hard, but for Krishna satisfaction.
一个奉行者也同样的工作，非常努力，但是为了 Krishna 的满足。
This is the difference.
这边是区别。
And if you one life before like this, never sense gratification.Simply for Krishna. Then you come to this position. Na jayate, no more death, no more birth.
如果你能够在一生之中没有任何感官享受，只是为了 Krishna, 那你便能到达这个地位。Na jayate, 不再有死亡，不再有出生。
Because your position is Najayatana, that is your actual position.
因为你的地位便是 Najayate, 那是你真正的地位。
But because you are in ignorance, paramatta, you have become mad, you are become crazy, therefore you are taken to this process of sense gratification, therefore you are entangled in a material body, and the body is changing, that is called birth and death.
但是因为你在愚昧之中 paramatta, 你变得疯狂变得愚蠢，因此你才接受了这个感官享受的过程，因此你便缠绕在这个物质躯体之中，而这个躯体在更换，那便是出生和死亡。
So if you want to stop this birth and death, don't indulge in sense gratification.
如果你想要制止出生和死亡，那便不要沉迷于感官享受之中。
Then again indulge.
那样会再次缠绕在其中的。
Nunam pramatta kuru devita. Jadindriya pritae aprinoti. Nasadhu manne jatumahmaya. Asannapiyasata deha. All right, this body is for few years, it will be ended. And that's all right, it will be ended, but you will have to accept another body.
好吧，这个躯体只会持续几年，才会结束的。那是对的，才会结束。但是你必须接受另外一个躯体。
The body, accepting the body you have to, because you have got desire. Sense gratification. The sense gratification means you must have material senses to gratify.
这个身体，接受一个身体，你是注定得接受身体的，因为你有这个欲望，感官享受的欲望。而感官享受意味着你必须得有物质的感官去享受。
Krishna, so please.So merciful, not pleased, but he is very merciful. All right, these rascals want like this, give him this facility, all right.
而 Krishna 是这么的仁慈，好吧，这个流氓想要这个，给他便利条件。
This rascal wants to eat stool, all right, let him have a body, a pig.
这个流氓想要吃粪便，好吧，给他一个猪的躯体。
This is going on, nature's law.
自然的法律就是这样。
So this knowledge, Bhagavad Gita knowledge, is so perfect for the human society.
这个知识，不加凡哥的知识是这么的完美，是为了人类社会的。
And Krishna wants that this knowledge should be spread, because everybody, sarva joni sukantiya sambhavanti muktaya.He is the seed-giving father.
而 Krishna 希望这一知识能够被传播，因为他是每一个人的父亲，他是播种的父亲。
Father is naturally well-wisher. These rascals, they are suffering, prakritisthani, manasasthani, indriyani, prakritisthani causes, simply by guided by mental speculation, mana, and assisted by the senses, they are struggling so hard.
父亲自然的是良好的祝愿者，这些流亡们他们在受苦，只是被 mana 和心智推敲所引导，被这些感官所推动，他们在如此拼命的挣扎。
And if they come back to me, they can live so nicely, as my friend, as my lover, as my father, as my mother.
而如果他们回到我这里，他们可以生活得这么好，作为我的朋友，我的爱人，我的父亲，我的母亲，在文达文。
So, claim again, call them.
因此，我要再次呼唤他们。
But therefore, Krishna comes. Jada jada hidar, because the whole world is running on under the false impression of sense enjoyment. Therefore, he comes and advises.
因此 Krishna 来了，因为整个世界都是在这种虚假的感官享受的印象之下运转，因此他来了，建议说 Savardhaman Parityajya.
You rascal, give up all this engagement. Don't be proud that you are scientifically advanced. You are all rascals. Give up this nonsense. Come to me.
你们这些流氓放弃所有这些从事吧，不要为你们的科学进步所骄傲， 都是流氓，放弃所有这些无聊的东西，到我这里来。
I'll give you protection.
我会给你们保护。
This is Krishna. How merciful he is.
这边是 Krishna， 他是多么的仁慈。
And the same business should be done by Krishna's servant.
同样的这些事情也应该由 Krishna 的仆人来做。
Not to become a great yogi, magic player. No, that is not required.
不要试着成为伟大的瑜伽师、魔术师，不，这不是我们需要的。
Simply speak what Krishna says. Then,
只要去讲述 Krishna 所说的。
He becomes spiritual.
那样你便能成为灵性导师。
Don't speak anything nonsense.
不要讲任何无稽之谈。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said, Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 也说过 Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh.
Simply you preach the instruction of Krishna, whomever you meet.
无论遇到谁，要向他传播 Krishna 的训示。
Then you become spiritual.
那么你便成为灵性导师。
That's all. Very simple thing.
就是这样，非常简单。
Thank you very much.
结束。